Although many companies avoid paying taxes, you would think that companies making their living from the government would at least pay their share back in. You would think that, but congressional auditors say it is not so. The General Accounting Office reports that some defense contractors owe a total of at least $3 billion in unpaid taxes. Some of the contractors working for the Pentagon appear to have ripped off the government and their own employees in what the GAO calls abusive or potentially criminal activity. The GAO auditors work in a building just down the street from us here in Washington, and one of them, Greg Kutz, has come over to speak with us about a report that he co-authored. Welcome.
Thank you.
What kind of companies are we talking about here exactly?
Small and mid-sized businesses, mostly in service-type industries, construction, catering, building services, janitors, couriers.
They're fixing up military bases.
They're working at military bases and other DOD facilities across the country and the world.
Some of them are involved in manufacturing weapons or repairing them?
Aircraft parts is one of the examples that we had in our report, yes.
Well, how are these companies going about cheating on their taxes?
Well, they're basically able to, first of all, the most prominent one we found was payroll taxes, which are amounts that are withheld from employees' paychecks for federal income taxes, Social Security, and Medicare. And pretty much what the companies do is they just don't send the amounts in. They're supposed to disperse these amounts to the Internal Revenue Service each pay period. Don't pay them in.
I want to emphasize that for a moment, because some people, when they talk about taxes, they will say, well, it's my money. That's the place where they begin. But you're saying that in this case, these companies were actually taking somebody else's tax money and hanging on to it.
The most egregious cases and the most frequent cases were payroll taxes, which are withholdings from employees.
How were these defense contractors using the payroll taxes that they didn't pass on to the government?
In some cases, the companies were in financial trouble and they used them to keep the business afloat. In the more egregious cases, what they did was they diverted the money for personal gain to purchase homes, automobiles, luxury boats, airplanes, and other personal items.
Are we talking about millionaire company owners that made themselves even more wealthy through this method, or what?
We're talking about company owners that took millions of dollars from their company. So whether they were millionaires before or not, they did get away with over $1 million in several cases that we identified.
We're looking at two pages of your report here where you list some of these types of companies, and you've, for privacy issues and because you're dealing with tax codes here, you're not going to specify which companies these are. But these are different types of companies and some of the things that they did. Can you go through there and maybe give me a couple of examples that strike you as particularly interesting?
Sure. Probably the most egregious case is the first case in our report where the individual had $10 million of unpaid taxes. They sucked several million dollars out of the company through higher salaries or what were called loans that were never repaid.
Loans to executives.
Loans to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the Caribbean, moved their assets over there, and they left IRS with $10 million of unpaid taxes that will never be collected.
And what was that company doing for the Defense Department at the time that it was doing that?
It was base support and custodial services.
This is fixing up a base, cleaning up the base, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Anything else strike you as particularly?
Yeah, there were other interesting cases. There was an individual who was providing motivational speeches to the department. That was the contract that they had, and they had unpaid taxes of over $100,000 that they had not paid for over a decade.
What sort of motivational speeches?
I don't know the specifics, and I don't want to get into the specifics, but that was what they were being contracted to do.
Well, they were clearly motivated to do something to their own benefit along the way.
They certainly had ethical issues.
Have very many of these companies that you list here been prosecuted?
No, none of the 47 were being pursued for prosecution. And this is potentially, the payroll tax issue is a potential felony.
Are some of these companies that you pointed out, and you said it was not that hard to find these 47 companies that looked suspicious, have any of them been in any way blacklisted by the government over the years?
No, we saw very little evidence that the contracting officers and the contracting people were even aware that there were tax problems. And there's another thing here, too. There were other crimes of integrity involved with these companies. They were involved with embezzlement, money laundering, forgery, grand theft. There were all kinds of other problems that these contractors had that went way beyond the fact that they weren't paying their taxes. If you think about it, companies that aren't paying their taxes for a decade or more are very likely to have other problems.
I'm sorry, when you talk about money laundering and that sort of thing, that does raise the question of whether there are national security issues involved with hiring companies like this.
There are potential security concerns of people with integrity issues operating at sensitive military bases.
Somebody who is committing a crime could be blackmailed if somebody else finds out about that.
That's a potential risk.
Somebody who's laundering money is involved in some other illegal activity which made them money. And who knows what kind of connections they have or what kind of friends they have.
That would be one of the concerns. And I think the department agreed with that, and certainly a lot of the members of the subcommittee that had the hearing were concerned with that issue.
We've been speaking to Greg Kutz, who works for the U.S. General Accounting Office, the auditing arm of Congress. And thanks very much for coming down the street to talk to us.
Thank you.
For the record, the Department of Defense says it is taking action on this report, and the IRS says it is now considering a criminal investigation.